You're listening to SBS News.
After months of violent action from Myanmar's military, once peaceful pro-democracy activists are learning to shoot back. They've turned to the Karen National Defence Organisation, an armed group that's been fighting the Myanmar military for the last 7 decades, for refuge and training. Student Wei Na Mu was working on a cruise ship when the military coup ousted Aung San Suu Kyi from power.
We are still have to learn how to use a few weapons, and we have to learn how to shoot a sniper.
He's now signed up to become a sniper. He says it's to protect fellow protesters from the authorities and wage guerrilla warfare.
If the Burma army were shooting at protesters, would you shoot back?
Why we cannot shoot them back? If they shoot us, of course, we have to protect ourselves. So we have to fight back.
The Karen fighters say they've killed around 200 Myanmar military soldiers in fighting.
The main objective is to unify all our strength together and fight against and get rid of the military regime as soon as possible.
In an interview with SBS, the group's commander, General Nerdar Bomia, says hundreds of members of the Civil Disobedience Movement, or CDM, have volunteered and more are signing up each day.
Areas more than the 500 CDM people. But also there are some other places, other military base camps where they're also being trained right now.
4 months into the coup, veteran armed groups are helping turn part of the pro-democracy movement into a volunteer army.
It's been some of the things that the CDM volunteers have been telling you as to why they're joining.
Well, they told us they cannot stay anymore. They cannot, their people are dying, relatives are dying.
In a country once divided along ethnic lines, now those groups are uniting against a common enemy.
The important thing is the people of Burma, all the ethnic groups, regained their freedom that they deserve. They don't want to live under the boot of the military regime anymore.
Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch predicts the fighting will only intensify unless the international community intervenes.
So this is one of the things that, you know, it's really brought together the ethnic peoples and the protesters in the streets, is that they realize they have a common enemy who is using lethal force, against any kind of protest.
Pro-democracy groups say more than 850 civilians have been killed in demonstrations and more than 4,600 detained. Analysts estimate thousands of civilians are undergoing training in Karen territory alone to fight back. But the military has responded.
It initially started back in the earlier parts, of February, where there was, in fact, use of water cannons and use of tear gas and things like that to disperse what were peaceful protests. That is all gone now. The military has told their people on the streets that they can shoot to kill, and they don't hesitate to do so.
Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi practiced nonviolent protest in her 3-decade struggle for a more democratic Myanmar. But student Wei Na Mu points out that for a growing group of the country's youth, peaceful protest is no longer an option.
Do you think Aung San Suu Kyi would support armed resistance?
We are fighting for our freedom, and we are fighting for democracy.
Henry Zwartz, SBS World News.